Greetings again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob. I'm coming to you today from the Genesis Room at Vine Street Christian Church. The Genesis Room has kind of become a new creation, if I could say so. It's become a very spirit-centered place. It's been spruced up by some of our handyman angels, and it's been decorated by some spirit-filled people, and it's got a vibe to it, if you know what I mean. Well, yesterday we had no daily devotion from the morning till pretty late at night. I was out of town with Sandy Dolan and family members and friends. Spent the day with Sandy. She ended up passing away last night, as you may have heard. So when I got back, I just figured, let's just be silent on this sacred day of yesterday, the day she died. So today we're back. And it's the birth of Jesus. It's going to be in two parts again, and this first part will be it'll be nice and short and palatable for you. Here we go. Jesus stories. Story 3, the birth of Jesus. One day, a proclamation was made throughout the land of Palestine and all the vast number of territories under the dominion of the Roman Emperor. It said, "It is decreed by Caesar Augustus that a record shall be made of all the people in his possessions and lands, so that each one may be taxed according to his property. Every man must place his name upon the tax list in the city of his fathers, from whence his family came. Therefore, every person in the land of the Hebrews, Roman subjects like so many hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world, went to his own city to put his name upon a register and pay his tax. For Joseph and Mary, both of whom were of the house and family of David, who had been born in Bethlehem, it meant a journey of 70 miles from Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem in southern Judea. Joseph was much displeased to have to travel at that time, for Mary, his wife, was soon to have her child. But they were obliged by law to go, and there was no delaying. Mary made no complaint, and they set off at once. Joseph walked by her side as she rode upon a slowly jogging mule along the rough road to the south. It was a long and tiring journey, and by the time they reached the town of Bethlehem, 6 miles south of Jerusalem, the place was already crowded with other citizens who had come to register their names upon the tax rolls. Crowds jostled through the narrow streets, seeking lodgings for the night. People pushed their way into the only inn and begged for rooms in the private houses. And no one gave any thought to the plight of the carpenter from Nazareth and his wife, who was so soon to have a child. And because there was no room for them in the inn, they sought shelter in a stable, making beds for themselves amongst the sweet-smelling straw in a clean and quiet corner that was separate from the animal stalls. Joseph made Mary as comfortable as he could on a soft blanket of hay, and then he looked about to see what else he might do to improve their simple shelter. There was the child to think of. It would need some sort of bed. He found a manger, one of the troughs from which the livestock ate their fodder, cleaned it out with care, prepared it as best he could for the coming child. And so it was. While they were there in Bethlehem by order of an emperor in far-off Rome, that it came time for Mary to deliver her child. There, in the stable, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him tenderly in swaddling clothes. And Joseph placed the baby gently in the manger he had so lovingly prepared. The sun had set some hours before, and the little town was very quiet. Bright stars flecked the cloudless sky above the sleeping folk in Bethlehem, and only in the fields nearby were there men who stood awake and watchful. They were shepherds, keeping watch over their flocks by night so that no wolves or thieves might come upon their sheep and carry even one away. Sometimes they were silent, and sometimes they talked, but at no time did they relax their guard over the least among their lambs. It was a calm night, bright, peaceful, too bright for anything to happen that might endanger the flock. Then all at once it was even brighter. A great and wonderful light filled the sky, and the brilliant glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds so dazzlingly, so suddenly, that their hearts leapt within them and they quaked with fear. And an angel appeared before them in the brilliance and cried out a message that brought them to their knees in prayer. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." The light that streamed down from the sky grew brighter yet, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly beings. They shone themselves in the brightness above the fields. And as the shepherds watched and listened with awe, the heavenly choir praised God and sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Then they were gone from the shepherds, away into the heavens, and the radiant light faded into ordinary brightness of a cloudless, starry night. The shepherds rose in wonder and stared at one another. "Let us go at once to Bethlehem," they said, "and see for ourselves this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." They went with haste, marveling at all they had seen and heard, and sought out the stable near the inn. There they found Mary and Joseph and the newborn babe lying, sleeping in the manger. And they knelt before this wondrous child of whom the angels had spoken, and they told Mary about the angelic host that had come to them. Then they left, and in their great wonder and excitement, they told all they met about the awesome events of the night. And all who heard their story wondered and talked of it among themselves. But Mary kept within her heart all the things she knew and all that she had heard, and she pondered them in silence as she tenderly watched over the baby in the manger. That's the end of story 3A, The Birth of Jesus. Tomorrow, we'll conclude story 3. Until then, let's focus our praises to God, to thank God for the life of Sandy Dolan. And if you're listening as a non-member of our church or hadn't heard, Sandy was a beloved angel by many, 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 many people, all ages, all generations, a model of a saint, faithful till the end. I'm sure she's in, you know, the owner's box or something up there in heaven. Got good seats. Probably right next to Jesus. Amen. Let's keep our hearts focused on Sandy's spirit today and prayers for the family and friends of Sandy Dolan. And until tomorrow, actually, until Monday, we'll talk to you again, and I hope you have a blessed Friday, Holy Saturday, and a Spirit-filled Sabbath.